Dominic?
Yes.
Hey, it's Tina calling you back. I know I'm a little bit early. I got the time zones messed up. I thought you were on Mountain Time, but I think you're on Pacific, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm doubly booked at noon. I can't call you until 2 o'clock unless it would work right now to kind of go over your concerns.
All right. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, good. Yeah, so what's going on? I was reading the notes a little bit, and you said that somebody changed the picture on your Facebook, and then also you didn't like the website?
Yeah, I mean, it just looked like a template, you know? And
okay.
Like, they didn't really do anything with it off my color scheme or anything. But, I mean, with the millions of questions asked, I figured they'd do something more than that, you know? And... yeah.
Okay. So I want to give you some options. When we do start working with a business, obviously we launch a template initially just to get the site up and running, but everything is customizable or editable on the site. So any revisions that you'd like to conduct, that's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. Okay. But with the Facebook, I asked the, that department if they had modified the actual cover photo, and they said no. All they did was they put the logo on the actual, Facebook, and that's not the blurry one. That actually is very clear. So I don't know, if you'd like us to put a different background photo on it, we could do it as well. That's not a problem. But,
I wasn't the one to do nothing like that. I seen it was shrunken, and I didn't think it was loading or something, but I looked at it, and it's just like a blurry picture of the logo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I actually see it now. I see the picture's not blurry, but where it says junk janitors, that's blurry, right?
Yeah.
I see that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Give me a second here. I'm going to send this over to that department so that they can see it. And that we could fix that for you. That's not a problem. But was there anything else that you were concerned about basically? Or was it more just that you thought that, you know, now that things were uploaded, that it was kind of that you were stuck with it the way it was? Or did anybody tell you that you could kind of, you know, customize it and transfer or fix it, you know?
One second, sorry.
Yes.
So, I'm not sure, like, who's really doing with me
mm-hmm.
or my profile, but, like, I don't really see any changes in the been, you know, purchased you guys like a month ago.
Okay. So you've been on board with us for 2 weeks, and if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, we do disclose that first page placement on Google takes 45 to 60 days, and that's because it takes hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations in order to get a business on the first page. So I always tell people, you know, of course, you know, you'll see activity within your first month because we start the programming right away and the Facebook ads take about 2 weeks to start, but it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes
yeah.
to full fruition for you.
Okay.
Mhm. Yeah, so that's the nice thing about the program is, I mean, you are right at the cusp of where this is going to start doing some pretty solid things for your business. I'm looking, though, at the notes here, and they sent you a notification today that Google was asking for a video verification. Just to let you know, it's really good that Google is asking you for that because what's happening behind the scenes is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So when you quickly go on and upload that video to Google, it's super simple. You just show a couple things to show that you're a valid business in the area. And then they say, okay, this company is a valid business and we can publish it. So that's a very important part of the process. You know, I don't expect you to drop everything and do it instantaneously, but if you could get it done, you know, within the next day or so, that would definitely help you get results even quicker as well.
Okay. All right, I'll try to get that done, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, I know you'll be so happy with this in the meantime. Yeah, just be responsive. If you see something coming from us, then we're asking for it for a reason. But that's the only thing on your end that I see, you know, they're kind of waiting on. So if you have any questions on it, just feel free to, you know, reach out to me. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. And then I'll send you a text message, too, with my direct line because I know you're out in the field. I don't expect you to, you know, remember it. But now the technicians just told me that the picture that they uploaded was the one that you sent us, and maybe it was blurry because of the resolution. Can you send it back to us with a better quality resolution by chance?
I mean, the one that was on there – It's been changed already now.
Okay.
I don't know who did it, but.
Oh, so it looks better now. But even though I still see that the font is kind of blurry, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the picture looks clear, like I was saying, you know what it is? I think it's because in the actual picture you sent us, it's kind of like, it looks kind of like it's got movement or flames in it or something. You know what I mean? It has like the kind of jagged edge. Maybe that's why it's not as clear. So are you okay with it the way it looks now, or do you want them to just go in and edit the font? Because they're telling me now that they can do that. If you want, you know, just regular font, junk janitors, without the little, you know, ridges in it, we can do that.
I'm good with how it is now. I mean, it's not as blurry.
Good. Okay, so let me tell them.
Okay.
I'm happy that it looks better now. Okay. And then for the website, have you been on your dashboard by chance?
Is that in the – on your guys' site or what, the login?
Yeah, that's the my.localsplash.com, and they emailed you a username and password. I'll resend it to you just in case. The login for it, but the reason I suggest it is, as far as the site goes, there's a tab on the dashboard that says business information, and it's at the top of the screen. Once you log in, if you click on that business information, any revisions that you make from that page are automatically sent to our technicians and updated on your site within 1 to 3 business days. So it's the best way to do it, because on your end, you'd have the ability to not only, you know, send us photos, but you could rearrange them. You could say, oh, I want this one to be the background, and I want, when the pictures come up, them to be displayed in this order. So you can drop and drag them. You can delete photos, add photos, and anything that you do from that page, like I said, is automatically completed on this end. Now, if there's something that you know off the top of your head, Dominic, that you would like to have done right now, like you said, oh, they didn't use my color scheme, or if you want to change the font or something like that, then I'd be more than happy to send that over to the, you know, website development team so they can at least get that ball rolling right now, you know?
Yeah. I'll send them more pictures, too, because I have more, like, business pictures, work pictures.
Oh, that's awesome. Please do. And in your industry, even if you have before and afters, things like that, that will be a big impact. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
are you thinking maybe because it says junk janitors and it has the green schedule button and the green banner there that maybe we should change that to red, white, and blue like your logo is?
Yeah. On the website?
Yes.
Yes.
I was thinking that, too. It doesn't make sense that those buttons are in green when the logo is red, white, and blue, you know? So I'll have them at least make that revision, and then I'll send them a little notification that you're going to be uploading more photos so they can be on the lookout for it. And then also, if there's something, you know, pretty quick and easy that you'd like done and you don't have time to go on the dashboard, just reply to one of our emails or one of our texts, and then we can get it over to that department for you as well, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so other than that is, so I think your plan of action basically is just to get that video verification knocked out. And I will, let's see, I think they sent you the freshest one on the 18th, so I'll just send you that fresh email now so you don't have to go through them. It says, action needed. Dominic, start Google video verification. It is pretty simple. You'll probably get it knocked out in like 10 minutes if you just follow the instructions on it. But of course, if you know you hit a glitch or something and you want us to walk you through it, just call us, okay?
All right,
Okay, all right. Well, other than that, you're all good to go. So have a very profitable year. I know you'll love it. Just give it a little more time to get to full fruition. And in the meantime, have a really nice rest of your week too, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. You're very welcome, Dominic. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.